This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. Well, I have an idea that many people today are walking around with what's called a wounded spirit. What am I talking about? Well, I'm referring to those individuals who've been badly hurt by the experiences in life from which they have big difficulties overcoming. Now, maybe that's you today. We all carry around some sort of internal wound or scar. Some of us have deep emotional wounds. And maybe you've been rejected by someone in your family, and that's never found any resolution. It's not sensible to ignore how you feel, because you are an emotional being, and emotional hurts can take a long time to heal. It certainly can be a long process. Physical wounds, well, they usually come from without. They're fairly easy to understand and cope with generally, but there are no simple bandages for a wounded spirit. Wounds to the spirit are things that we don't see coming. And they come often from those that we love and those that we trust, and that's what makes it so disturbing. If you've got a broken arm or your leg is busted, it's obvious. You know, a broken heart, that's not so easily seen. A bruise is an inner hurt or injury. We think, where did that come from? Why do I react like this? Well, now, one writer describes this as the impairment of our past, which can bridle our present and detour our future. So no wonder the writer of the Proverbs, that's in the Bible in the Old Testament, says, "The human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit?" That's Proverbs 18:14. You can't bury emotional pain. You can't just forget about it, because eventually it'll come to the surface. And so I guess that's why we try, or, you know, we tend to forget the bad things and remember the good. I'm sure no one wants to stay in this place, you know, of being hurt. Instead, we look for help, and certainly getting professional help is a really good thing. Sometimes that's essential that you do that. You can sometimes feel violated by people, by their words or their actions, and it's the sort of reaction that can knock you down, and you just feel you can't get up again. Each day is a nightmare, and you can't heal yourself. So negative, critical words, they're a common assault, and someone says that something nasty and horrible has been said to me, and you can feel devastated. It's like a penetration into your spirit. Marriages, they can often be destroyed by critical words spoken by the husband or the wife, or vice versa. And we've seen that happen, haven't we? I don't think we realize how harmful our words can be. And what about gossip? The Bible has some advice in Proverbs 18, verse 8. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. I think it's also important to remember our limitations. And sometimes we try to do everything, and we get stuck trying to please everybody. We're not perfect, but we want to be loved, we want to be respected by everybody. But the reality is that others will hurt us and even betray us. Now, that's something. It's a deep wound. This matter of betrayal, a very hurtful thing to work through, a betrayal of confidence. And actually, to be betrayed means to disclose a secret or confidence treacherously, to break a promise, or to be disloyal to a person's trust. In the Old Testament, when the children of Benjamin and Judah were out looking for David in the wilderness, and they met him, and one of the questions he asked them was, "If you are coming as friends to fight for me, then stay and join us. But if you try to turn me over to my enemies, God will punish you because I've done nothing wrong." That's what he said in 1 Chronicles 12. King David, he certainly knew personally the power and destructive nature of betrayal, and he was trying to guard himself against it. So certainly don't inflict pain in the lives of friends. Don't betray. Be confident. Be loyal. Jesus understands everything that you go through. He understands how you can be wounded by rejection, because, in fact, many people rejected Jesus. They abandoned him. He knew the tears of pain and sorrow for a friend named Lazarus. He understood that he could be misunderstood, even, you know, his own mother and brothers, they didn't understand him. His family thought he'd gone mad. So Jesus, he was wounded and hurt by the same people that he ministered to and died on the cross for. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that even though our spirit is wounded, you can bring healing and power. Thank you. Amen.